Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Department of Transportation is making $60 million immediately available for efforts to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Orioles held a moment of silence before their season opener to honor the workers killed when the bridge collapsed early Tuesday. NPR's Joel Rose reports that Maryland's governor says the state has a long road ahead to rebuild.
At a press conference with the new owner of the Orioles, Maryland Governor Wes Moore turned his attention to those who were killed in the bridge collapse and their families. Authorities say those who've yet to be recovered are likely encased in the wreckage deep underwater. Moore said work to remove that debris and then replace the Key Bridge is getting underway, but he acknowledged it will not be easy.
This work is not going to take hours. This work is not going to take days. This work is not going to take weeks. We have a very long road ahead of us.
On Wednesday, authorities recovered the bodies of two of the six construction workers who were killed in the collapse. All of them hailed from Mexico or Central America. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will swiftly begin impeachment proceedings against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas when Congress returns from recess. More from NPR's Lexi Schapitl.
Speaker Johnson plans to transmit the articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas to the Senate on April 10th. In a letter, Johnson and the Republicans assigned to prosecute the impeachment urged Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to, quote, schedule a trial on the matter expeditiously. The House passed the two articles of impeachment by one vote in February, with only Republican support. But the proceedings stalled as lawmakers negotiated must-pass spending bills and worked to avert a government shutdown. Since the February vote, Schumer has called the impeachment effort a sham and says that Republicans have failed to demonstrate that Mayorkas has committed any impeachable offenses. Lexi Schapitl, NPR News, Washington.
Sam Bankman-Fried has received a 25-year prison sentence for defrauding investors to his defunct cryptocurrency exchange, FTX. NPR's Rafael Nam has more.
Bankman-Fried was once the ultimate crypto celebrity. Nerd cool, with his oversized t-shirt and big hair, he socialized with pop stars like Katy Perry and sports stars like Tom Brady. But FTX, the crypto exchange he founded, collapsed in spectacular fashion in late 2022. Soon after, Bankman-Fried was arrested, and he then was convicted of seven criminal counts, mainly focused on fraud. A jury determined he had stolen at least $8 billion from his FTX customers. Bankman-Fried's 25-year prison sentence is well short of what prosecutors recommended, but far longer than his defense team asked for. Lawyers say he might be able to serve as little as 12 years. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed mostly higher. The Dow gained 47 points. The Nasdaq lost 20. The S&P added 5. This is NPR. President Biden and his predecessors, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, gathered at Radio City Music Hall in New York today for a fundraiser. The Biden campaign estimates the event, moderated by late-night host Steve Colbert, will rake in more than $25 million. Also in New York today was former President Trump, who attended a memorial for a slain police officer. Trump also spent time with members of the officer's family on Long Island. A new study finds that most of the Colorado River is being used for agriculture, primarily to grow feed for livestock. As NPR's Nathan Rott reports, the river system is being threatened by overuse and by climate change.
Roughly 40 million people rely on the Colorado River, but annual flows have shrunk during a climate change-fueled megadrought in the region that's persisted since the year 2000. Water users are now negotiating a deal for how to divvy the water up in the future, and the new study is meant to inform the debate. Brian Richter is the study's lead author and a fellow at the World Wildlife Fund.
The fact that irrigated farms use three times more water than all of the cities and industries combined in the basin, I thought was really, really interesting.
And portends, he says, some of the difficult choices that lie ahead. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street, where the Dow gained 47 points, the Nasdaq lost 20, and the S&P 500 rose 5 points to close its strongest first quarter since 2019. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are higher. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Intuit QuickBooks. Small business masterminds have one thing in common: making their money work harder with a business bank account from QuickBooks Money that now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do, that's how you business differently. Learn more at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.